Introduction. The skull is divided into the calvarium, cranial base, and the facial skeleton. The cranial base, the main subject of this chapter, is formed by the frontal, ethmoid, sphenoid, temporal, and occipital bones. The cranial base has an endocranial and exocranial surface. While the endocranial surface faces the brain superiorly, the exocranial surface faces inferiorly the nasal cavity and sinuses, orbits, pharyngeal space, infratemporal and pterygopalatine fossae, and the parapharyngeal and infrapetrosal spaces. The endocranial and exocranial surfaces are connected by canals, foramina, and fissures, through which numerous neural and vascular structures pass. Both surfaces are divided into anterior, middle, and posterior parts, each of which have a central and paired lateral portions. On the intracranial view, the three parts correspond to the anterior, middle, and posterior cranial fossae. On the endocranial side, the border between the anterior and middle cranial bases is the sphenoid ridge, joined medially by the chiasmatic sulcus. The border between the middle and posterior cranial bases is formed by the petrous ridges, joined by the dorsum cellae and posterior clinoid processes. On the exocranial side, the anterior and middle cranial bases are divided at the level of a transverse line, extending through the pterygomaxillary fissures and the pterygopalatine fossae at the upper level, and the posterior edge of the alveolar process of the maxilla at a lower level. Medially, this corresponds to the anterior part of the attachment of the vomer to the sphenoid bone. The middle and posterior cranial bases are separated by a transverse line crossing at or near the posterior border of the vomer-sphenoid junction, the foramen lacerum, carotid canal, jugular foramen, styloid process, and the mastoid tip. The osseous structures of skull base, their foramina and fissures, canals, are illustrated in following video tutorials.